Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's good, family? What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, back for another episode of By Faith We Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to Him. Y'all already know I am so excited to be back with you all on this evening. Shout out to all of my Philly family. Shout out to all of my Chicago family. Shout out to everybody all over the world. It's been a blessed day. It's been a beautiful, blessed day because God blessed us to be a part of it. God blessed us to live. He's given us strength. He's given us life and life more abundantly. And so tonight, I'm excited to continue in what God has provided for me to share with you all. I pray that you all day, your day has been great, that you have been pressing forward by faith, that your expectations are strong, that you are in position for all that God wants to do through you and for you. Hallelujah. Why? Because by faith we good. All right, and so tonight we are going to focus once again on what I shared with you all earlier in the week, earlier in the month. All right, and so the last broadcast of By Faith We Good, I shared with you all faith in God's presence and faith in God's ability. And so tonight we are going to focus on faith in God's presence and faith in God's ability, part two. I've been studying, I've been in God's word, and I am just excited, grateful, and humble to share with you all what God has provided that is going to nurture your faith. It's going to strengthen your faith so that you can press forward effective. You can press forward in position, doing the things that God created you to do, receiving all that He promised to do, provide for you in your life, in position for the doors to open, in position to live victoriously. Amen. And we are live tonight. We are live on Facebook tonight, and I'm excited. Normally, I would just do the podcast as is, as we have it set up, but I'm grateful God led me to go live tonight. And so shout out to everybody on Facebook. God bless you. Those of you who are tuning in, I'm grateful for you tuning in tonight and being in position to receive a word from the Lord. And so as always, family, we're going to jump right into it. All right. I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to press forward by faith tonight. And so let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for healing and deliverance. Thank you for your power, your grace, your mercy, and your favor. Lord, we thank you for your amazing love. We thank you, God, because there is nobody like you. We thank you because there is no greater love than yours. We thank you for being with us every step of the way. We thank you for blessing us to see this day, God. We thank you that you are always with us, and no matter what comes our way, God, that you work every situation out for our good. We come together tonight to receive a word from you. We come together tonight to come in agreement with your word by faith. We come together tonight, God, to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you, God, for where you brought us from. We thank you for where you have us. And we thank you in advance for where you're leading us to. Have your way tonight, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, Holy Spirit. Set the atmosphere wherever we are tonight in every home, in the midst of every job, wherever we are tonight. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you bless this word, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing to your children, that we all install it, live by it, and share it with others, giving you all the glory, God, because as we lift up your name, Jesus, we know that all others will be drawn closer to you. We thank you, we love you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. So, family, tonight we're going to get right into the Word of God. We're going to get right into what God has provided tonight. And so the last episode of By Faith Be Good, the Lord gave me the word, faith in God's presence and faith in God's abilities. It's faith, right, that it's having strong faith that positions us to experience who God is. It's having strong faith that positions us to experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It's having strong faith, right, that positions us to experience the full manifestation of God's word. God said in his word that his word is at work in those who believe. And so when we activate our faith, we activate God's word, and God's word becomes our reality, and we can be a witness unto all the great things that God has done, is doing, and will do. When we activate our faith, faith is the formula for the full manifestation of God's word. And so we have to be strong in faith all the days of our life, because when we are in faith, we are covered. When we are in faith, we walk in victory. When we are in faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so tonight we're going to refocus on faith in God's presence and faith in God's ability. And family, I pray that you are in position, ready to receive this word tonight. Get your pen, get your paper. Come on, let's press forward tonight by faith. All right, shout out to you all on Facebook. Shout out to all of my Purpose Kingdom Network family. Shout out to everybody tonight. Amen. And so, family, faith in God's presence. The word presence, it means the state or fact of existing, occurring, right, or being present in a place or thing. The word present, it means a person or thing that exists or is present in a place but is not seen. All right, and so I shared with you all earlier in the month on the By Faith We Good podcast that Psalms chapter 16, verse 11, in the King James Version, the word of the Lord says, Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I want to read it again. Psalms chapter 16, verse 11. The word of the Lord says, thou will show me the path of life. And in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so, family, I just to share with you all this evening, as we all continue to press forward by faith with all the things that have been taking place around us, I have found it so important to remember this. God still has a greater plan for our lives. Amen. With God, there is always life, and life more abundantly. When being in God's presence, you'll have all you need, including the fullness of joy. Joy that is our strength. Joy that the world didn't give and the world can't take away. Put your trust and your faith in God, who is strong and mighty, who has all power and is all love. Amen. God is all love. He has all power, and he is all love, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Let God fill you completely with the fullness of joy. Amen. God's blessings are eternal, and choosing to rejoice and have joy in spite of what comes your way is one of the ways that we press forward by faith. It's when we choose to rejoice and have joy. Amen. That's That's when we press forward by faith, being able to see and acknowledge God's goodness no matter what comes your way. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so faith in God's presence. We got to have faith in who God is. We got to have faith in all that God has promised. Amen. God is so able. God is so amazing. God is so good. And we want to be in position. We want to align ourselves with who God is. We want to align ourselves with God's word. We want to align ourselves with God's will. And so having faith in God's presence is knowing that when we go before God in prayer, right, when we worship God for who he is, when we give God praise, when we are meditating and studying God's word, we are in his presence. And in God's presence, being strong in faith, we know that we're covered. We know that God is working everything out. We know that in God's presence, we have no reason to fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so, family, we got to have faith in God's presence. We got to have faith in who God is. We got to have faith to overcome. We got to have faith to press through every challenge. We have faith in God because God cannot fail. He never has failed. He never will fail. God has all power, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power that worketh within us. Having faith in who God is, faith in God's presence. Amen. But tonight, family, I really want to focus on faith in God's ability. God is able to do exactly what he has declared he will do. God is able to do exactly what he has declared he will do. And so we have to have faith in God's ability. All right. And so tonight we're going to be focusing on Joshua chapter 3. And if we have enough time, we're also going to get into Joshua chapter 4 in the beginning. But the word ability, right, it is possession of the means to do something. The word ability, it means possession of the means to do something, all right? It means proficiency in a popular or particular area. Proficiency, the word ability, it means proficiency in a particular area. And so God is proficient, right? He's good at everything he does. God is proficient, hallelujah. He's good at everything that he does. Proficiency, being proficient, also means a high degree of competence or skill or expertise, right? And so God is proficient. He's good at everything that he does. And so this is why we have to have faith in God's ability, because God is proficient. He's good at everything that he does. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power that worketh within us. All right? And so also the word ability means the ability to do something successfully or efficiently. Right? Also, and come large enough. Wait a minute. Let me back up. The word ability means to do something successfully or efficiently, right? Effectively. And so here's the thing, family. Faith leads us into greater victories than law ever could. I shared that with you all on the last broadcast. Faith leads us into greater victories than law ever could. All right, and so we stay strong when our faith is in God and his ability to do what he promised. We stay strong when our faith is in God and his ability to do what he promised. Amen. And so, family, I want to go to Joshua chapter 3, and I'm actually going to read it in the New Living Translation, and we're going to press forward by faith tonight. And so this is when the Israelites crossed the Jordan. They cross the Jordan River, and this is when God gives Joshua instructions, right? And so in Joshua chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 1. It says, early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Ocasia Grove and arrived at the banks of the Jordan River. When they camped, where they camped before crossing. All right, let me take my time because I want to make sure y'all can hear me, and I want to make sure you're receiving what God has provided tonight. And so verse 1 in Joshua chapter 3, early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Ocasia Grove and arrived at the banks of the Jordan River where they camped before crossing. Verse 2, 3 days later, the Israelite officers went through the camp, giving these instructions to the people. All right, when you see the Levitical priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, move out from your positions and follow them. He says in verse 4, since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. Stay about half a mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the ark. Make sure you don't come any closer. Verse 5, then Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. And so, family, we see in the beginning of this chapter, they were given instructions. And so as we press forward by faith, we have to have faith in God's ability when we follow God's instructions. When God speaks to us and he gives us instructions on how to press forward, we got to have faith in God's ability to know that when he gives an instruction, everything is going to work out. When he gives an instruction, he's not going to leave us hanging. Come on. When he gives an instruction, he's going to prepare the way. When God gives an instruction, he's going to protect us. God will never lead us anywhere and leave us there. He will never lead us anywhere and leave us hanging. He will never lead us anywhere and not protect us. He will never lead us anywhere and not provide for us. And so we got to have faith in God's ability. A lot of you may be sitting around and you may say, God, how can I get to the next level? How can I get to elevation? How can I get to promotion? How can I get to where you want me to be? How can I get to the point of receiving what you promised to provide in my life? Guess what, family? You got to follow God's instructions. And when you follow God's instructions, you got to have faith in God's ability to do what he promised to do. To know that if it ain't logical, if it don't make sense, if you can't comprehend the instructions that he's given because you can't apply your human reasoning to it, you got to have faith in God's ability to know that if he said it, it is so. If he told me to go this way, if he told me to go that way, if this is how he told me to carry out my assignment, I'm going to do it no matter how crazy I look. I'm going to do it no matter how crazy it seems, because I got faith in who God is. I got faith in God's ability, and I know with God, all things will be well. And so we got to have faith in God's ability. We got to have faith, and having faith is not just believing for what we want from God, but having faith is also believing in who God is. Having faith is also believing in God's ability, and having faith is also following God's instructions. Come on, if I don't believe in who God is, I'm not going to do what he says. But if I believe in who God is, I'm going to follow his instructions. And so in the beginning of this chapter, they were given instructions. They were given instructions to cross the Jordan River. And they didn't know how they were going to do it carrying the Ark of the Covenant. But we're going to get into it. Let's look at verse 6 and 7. And so verse 6 and 7 says, in the morning, Joshua said to the priests, lift up the Ark of the Covenant and lead the people across the river. And so they started out and went ahead of the people. Verse 7, the Lord told Joshua, today I will begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of all the Israelites. He says, they will know that I am with you, just as I was with Moses. Come on, let's read it again. Verse 6 and verse 7. In the morning, Joshua said to the priests, lift up the ark of the covenant and lead the people across the river. And so they started out and went ahead of the people. Verse 7, the Lord told Joshua, today I will begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of all the Israelites. They will know that I am with you just as I was with Moses. And so this is what God is saying to us as well, family. He's saying, I will lead you, and I'm making you great. And just like I was with those before you, just as I was with Joshua and Moses, God is saying, family, I will be with you. All you got to do is rise up and press forward by faith. Have faith in who I am, because I am that I am. I am the great I am, saith the Lord. I am the God of the universe. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am Elohim. I am El Shaddai. I'm more than enough for you. Come on. I am Yahweh, the Lord God, who remembers, thus saith the Lord. And so when God gives an instruction, you move by faith, because you got faith in who God is, and you got faith in God's ability. And so you press forward, not hesitant, not fearful. You press forward, not ashamed, but you press forward doing what God say do, going where he says go, in position, because you know the God that you serve is real. He's the only true living God. He's the only one God, our Savior. Be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever, and his name is Jesus. And so, family, we got to have faith in God's ability, even in the midst of this pandemic. This pandemic, nothing and no one can stop God's plan for your life. And so not only do we have to have faith in God's presence, but we got to have faith in God's ability. Have faith that God is going to protect you like he said he would. Have faith that God is going to provide for you like he said he would. Have faith that God loves you no matter what, in spite of your downfalls, in spite of any mistakes that you've made, in spite of any places that you've been, in spite of any bad habits that you may have or have had. God loves you unconditionally. His love is unconditional. His love is unfailing. His love is never ending. And his love is always available. And so have faith in God's instructions, because the Lord is saying to you tonight, family, that he will be with you always, that he will lead you into greater, that he's making you great. And just like he was with Moses and Joshua, he's saying that I will be with you. And so you have no reason to worry. You have no reason to fear. You have no reason to doubt. You have no reason to hold back, because I've given you the instruction. Some of you tonight, God has already spoken to you. Some of you tonight, God has already revealed what you've been seeking for him to reveal. He's already given you the instructions. He's already showed you how to succeed. He's already showed you how to get to the breakthrough. He's already showed you how to press forward by faith. But you've been too full. You've been too hesitant. And you've been holding back. You think that others are holding you back. You think that God has you at a standstill. But the reality of the matter is you've been holding yourself back. God has already provided the instructions. You just got to have faith in God's ability and press forward. And so let's go to verses 8 to 13. Hallelujah. Let's go to verses 8 to 13. And so in Joshua chapter 3, hallelujah, verses 8 to 13, it says, give this command to the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant. When you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop there. Verse 9, he says, so Joshua told the Israelites, come and listen to what the Lord your God says. Verse 10, today you will know that the living God is among you. He will surely drive out the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Amorites, the Jebusites ahead of you. All those who are where I told you to go, all those who are in the midst of those who will be in the way, those who will try to block you, those who won't understand, those who will not add value to the instructions I've given you. He's saying, I will move them out of the way. Those ahead of you, I will move out the way. Every obstacle, every challenge, everything before you that will try to get in the way, I will move out the way. Verse 11, he says, look, the ark of the covenant. Excuse me, y'all. Verse 11, he says, look, the ark of the covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth, will lead you across the Jordan River. When verse 12, he says, now choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. Verse 13, he says, the priests will carry the ark of the Lord, and the Lord of all the earth, as soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of the water will be cut off upstream, and the river will stand up like a wall. And so here's the thing, family. When God gives you an instruction, right, will you have faith in God's ability? Will you go? Will you move by faith, believing what God said will take place? Will take place. Come on. When God gives you an instruction and he's telling you to walk across the river, come on, you see the obstacles. You see the challenges. You see what's in your way. You can see what's ahead. But come on, when God gives the instructions and he's telling you that everything that's in your way, I'm going to move out the way. When he's telling you it may look like the river is full, but I'm going to move the water out of the way. I'm going to do what I did at the Red Sea once again. Come on. What God did before, he'll do it again. And so, family, you got to press forward by faith. When God gives an instruction, you got to have faith in God's ability. Amen? Because God will never allow you to fail. God will never leave you hanging. God will never leave you hanging. Hallelujah. God is always with you. And so I want to touch a little bit. The Ark of the Covenant, right? The Ark of the Covenant, also known as the Ark of the Testimony, right? And in a few verses across various translations of the Bible as the Ark of God. And so we know that the Ark of the Covenant was sacred. It was holy. It held the Ten Commandments. I'm going into what the Ark of the Covenant is because here's the thing. When God gives you something, can he trust you with it? When God gives you something, right? When he gives you something to look after, when he gives you something to take care of, or someone to take care of, something to take care of, can he trust you with it, right? And so you got to press forward by faith. You got to be attentive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, right? Hallelujah. The Ark of the Covenant in the book of Exodus as containing the two stone tablets of the Ten Commandments, according to the New Testament, Book of Hebrews, it also contained Aaron's rod and a pot of manna, right? The biblical account relates that approximately 1 year after the Israelites' exodus from Egypt. And so, family, I just wanted to touch on that a little bit when it comes to the Ark of the Covenant so that you can follow what's taking place in Joshua chapter 3. Amen? And so, listen, when God gives you an instruction, will you have faith in God's ability? All right? When you move by faith, believing what God said in his word, believing in what God said will take place when you move and follow his instructions. All right? And so, family, let's go to verses 14 and 15. Hallelujah. And so verses 14 and 15 in Joshua chapter 3, the word of the Lord says, so the people left their camp to cross the Jordan, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Verse 15, it was the harvest season, and the Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the ark touched the water at the river's edge, verse 16, the water above that point began backing up a great distance away at a town called Adam, which is near Zephon. And the water below that point flowed on to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. And so here's the thing, family. Everything that God said would take place began to take place in that moment. The Lord told them to carry the Ark of the Covenant across the Jordan River, and he gave them specific instructions on how to do so, right? And so he told them that when you cross this Jordan River, the waters are going to back up. He said he's going to make a wall out of the water so that they can pass. Not only is he going to move all those and everything out of the way so that they can successfully pass through, but also everything that God says, it is so. And so here's the thing. If you ask me, this was a repeat of what God did at the Red Sea. You know, when you have strong faith in God's ability, family, no matter what comes your way, no matter if the instructions God has given you are not logical, when you have strong faith, what God did for the children of Israel, come on, he did it again for Joshua in chapter 3. What God did in Exodus, he did it again in Joshua chapter 3. And so no matter what you go through, family, if God did it before, he'll do it again. Come on. No matter what you go through, what God did before, he'll always do it again. And so he gave them these instructions. He told them to cross the Jordan River. He told them that the water would back up. He told them that he would make a wall out of the water so that they can pass through on dry land. He told them who he would move out of the way. And so they successfully crossed over, right, because God had did exactly what he said he was going to do. And what took place, what God said would take place, took place. And so they pressed forward with the instructions from the Lord. Amen. And so verse 17 in chapter 3, it says, meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the ark of the Lord's covenant stood on dry ground in the middle of the riverbed as the people passed by. They waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed the Jordan on dry ground. Amen. And so let's go to chapter 4. It says, when all of the people had crossed the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, now choose 12 men, one from every tribe. Tell them, take 12 stones from the very place where the priests are standing in the middle of the Jordan. Carry them out and pile them up at the place where you will camp tonight. So Joshua called together the 12 men he had chosen, one from each of the tribe of Israel. He told them, go into the middle of the Jordan, right in front of the ark of the Lord, your God. Each of you must pick up one stone and carry it out on your shoulder. 12 stones in all, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And so, family, it says in verse 6, we will use these stones to build a memorial. In the future, your children will ask you, what do these stones mean? Verse 7, then you can tell them, they remind us that the Jordan River stopped flowing when the Ark of the Lord's Covenant went across. These stones will stand as a memorial among the people of Israel forever. All right? And so, family, listen, God has a way of doing things where we can never forget. God has a way of doing things through us and for us where Every time we get to that moment in our lives, it's a reminder of the miracle God performed. It's a reminder of the great things God has done. And so I've come to tell you tonight simply to not only have faith in God's presence, but to have faith in God's ability, because God is always able to do what he said he will do. And so here's the thing. For 40 years, the children of Israel had wandered in the wilderness instead of entering the promised land. And so due to their lack of faith, they were saved from Egypt, but because of unbelief, they lived and failed to enter into what God had promised and set up for them. And so as Joshua takes a step of faith, God encourages him all the way. God always wants to encourage and help along our faith, but at times your ears may have been closed to his encouragement. And so what has God been saying to you? Amen. And so the children of Israel, you know, wandering in the wilderness instead of entering the promised land, not following God's instructions. And so we have the moment here in Joshua chapter 3 where God gave them instructions on how to cross the Jordan River with the Ark of the Covenant. But also we have to remember, too, that when it comes to Joshua, when it comes to the children of Israel, that they missed their opportunity to enter into the promised land because they was not following God's instructions. In the process of preparing to cross the Jordan River, the people of Israel sanctified themselves, preparing spiritually for what God's wondrous, preparing spiritually for all that God was getting ready to do. Remember, Joshua chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." And so there's a lot happening, and so let's connect the dots, right? And so first, we have to have faith in God's presence. When we go to God in prayer, when we worship God for who he is, when we give God praise, when we're reading and meditating and studying God's word, come on, we have to have faith being in God's presence, because God says without it is impossible to please him, and those that come to him must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently, that earnestly seek him. And so being in God's presence, we have to have faith, right? Because when we have strong faith, we experience who God is. And then we have to have faith in God's ability, because when God gives us an instruction, when he leads us along the way, when he leads us in the direction he wants us to go so that we can succeed, so that we can carry out the assignment he's assigned to our lives, we have to have faith in God's ability, knowing that everything God said he will do, he'll do it. Everything that God said will take place, will take place. And so you have to have, when you follow God's instructions, when you press forward by faith, you have to have faith in God's ability to know that God will protect you. God will supply your every need. God will cover you. God will give you strength. In his presence is the fullness of joy. If you got faith in God's presence, then you got faith in God's ability, because in his presence is the fullness of joy. There's pleasure that last forevermore. And so if I'm in God's presence and I have everything I need, I can have faith in his ability to sustain me. And so family, when you have faith in God's presence, not only will you have all that you need, not only will there be the fullness of joy, but you got faith in God's ability to sustain you. You got faith in God's ability to be your refuge. You got faith in God's ability to be your fortress. You got faith in God's ability to be your strong tower. God has given the instructions. It may not be logical. You may not be able to see the whole ending. You may not be able to see or understand the whole purpose because of the instructions he's given. But all you got to do is press forward by faith. All you got to do is trust in the Lord with your whole heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge acknowledge him in all your ways and know that he will direct your path. God will not allow you to fail. God will never leave you hanging. God will never leave you stranded, but he'll be with you every step of the way, just like he did with the children of Israel, just like he did with Joshua. Moses had died, and so he told Joshua, I'm putting you in leadership. He told Joshua, I'm going to make you great. People are going to know that I'm with you. Nobody is going to be able to come against you. Everywhere the sole of your foot shall tread is going to be yours. I'm giving it to you. He said, round up the Israelites and go possess the land. He said, go possess it on the east, on the west, by the Mediterranean Sea. He said, go take it. And so, family, the Lord is telling me to tell you all tonight to rise up and go take what's yours. Go where God is telling you to go. Be who God created you to be. Come on, be bold and courageous. He told Joshua, be strong and courageous. Have I not told you that I will be with you? I, the Lord, thy God, is with you wherever you go. And all you got to do is trust me and have strong faith to know that with God, all will be well at all times. And so, family, when you believe in what God has promised to do in your life, believing in him to take you where he promised for you to be, you follow his instructions and do what's necessary. You get in position, you plan, you prepare, you move by faith to see the hands of God move, to see God's power at work in our lives. We need to live a holy life, set ourselves apart, and live by faith for God alone. What God promised you, it's getting ready to happen. All you got to do is get ready for it. You got to have faith in God's presence and faith in God's ability. God said in his word, come boldly to his throne of grace. You can remain humble, but you can go boldly to God and make your requests known. God, you've given me these instructions. It ain't logical. It don't make sense. People are judging me. People are criticizing me. People are talking about me. I don't feel good. I don't feel good, God. I don't want to do it. I look crazy. Family, you got to make up in your mind. You know, I don't care how I look. I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm going to rise up. I'm going to press forward by faith. I'm going to trust God because I believe that he's with me. I believe he's going to protect me. I believe that he's covering me. I believe he's giving me strength. I believe he's watching me. I believe that I'm never alone with God. I believe that I will never fail with God. And so you press forward by faith, having faith in God's ability. Hallelujah. God is so real. He's so alive. And he's with you. God gave Joshua and the children of Israel, the Israelites and the priests, he gave them instruction. And he gave them something that was precious to him. He gave them something that was sacred, that was holy, that represented him. He gave them something that represented him. It was the Ark of the Covenant. He gave it to them, and it was their responsibility to handle it in the way he told them to. It was their responsibility to do what he instructed them to do with it. And so can God trust? Come on, we want so much from God, but can God trust us with what he provides? Can God trust us to take care of what he gives us to take care of, how he tells us to take care of it? You got to have faith in who God is and have faith in God's ability. Amen. Come on, family. I pray you are encouraged tonight. I pray that you are ready to press forward by faith. And we're reading in Joshua chapter 3 and even in the beginning of chapter 4 because this is an example for us to see how God gave them instructions, how God told them he will be with them, how God told them he will protect them, how God told them it looks impossible, it looks crazy, but I'm going to make the water move back. I'm going to make the water into a wall. what I did at the Red Sea, I'm going to do at the Jordan River. I did it before, I'm going to do it again. And that's what God is saying to you tonight. I made ways before in your life, I'm going to make a way again. I opened the door before, I'm going to open the door again. I healed your body before, I'm going to heal you again. I supplied your every need before, I'm going to supply your every need again. Come on, I prepared the way before you, I'm preparing the way again. You can rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Have faith in the great I am. Have faith in the King of Kings. Have faith in the Lord of Lords. Have faith in who God is. His name is Jesus, and he's always able. So all you got to do is have faith in God's ability. Hallelujah. 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 And so, family, we press forward tonight. Hallelujah. We press forward tonight by faith. And listen, I want to encourage you all. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you all to press forward by faith. hallelujah. Really allowing God to be God in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. And so, family, you've been listening tonight. you've been listening. You are encouraged and inspired to press forward by faith. And so I want you to trust God. I want you to initiate the move and try God for yourself. Amen. Listen, with God, you will never fail. You will never lose, but you will always win. You can have faith in who God is, and you can have faith in his ability to do everything that he promised to do in your life. And that's what I want to encourage you to do tonight. You can have faith in God's ability and who he is by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, accepting him into your heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For he sent his Son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. And so, family, all you got to do is press forward by faith and accept Jesus Christ in your heart and know that with God, that's where, with Christ is when life begins. With Jesus Christ is when life begins, is when you truly begin to live. It's when you are set free and you begin to live life and life more abundantly. And so, family, if that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so it don't matter how old you are. It don't matter where you're from. It don't matter where you've been through. If you call on the name of the Lord by faith, believing in who he is and all he's done for you, he'll show up for you. He will show up for you, and you can cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Family, if that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and falling short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he died for my sins. I believe that he rose with all power in his hands. I believe that he's so real and so alive. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life and stay in my life and have your way in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come into my heart, come into my life, and stay in my life, and have your way, so that I live according to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you repeated that prayer after me, you just got saved. And that's all it takes. And this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And I encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the word of God. And they can help, y'all can help encourage and inspire each other to press forward by faith. God bless you, family. I'm going to come back and close out, but we're going to ask Brother Rob to come on with some announcements.
Yes, sir, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. But anytime you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com with your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply send an email and just let us know, you know, what you think, or just with your comments, you know, or your thoughts of improvements. We gladly appreciate that. And we thank you, everybody, the listeners, no matter where in the world you are, to also do the same. We thank you so much for your support and your listenership. Please thank you so much. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in a host name or a show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate those that share with their friends and family members. And also for you participating. And those that have an iPhone, you can simply go ahead and type in to that that purple iPhone symbol, and you can simply just type in Purpose Kingdom, and you're going to hit the follow button, and that way you won't miss a single episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And we thank you, and we appreciate you for doing so. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. And we're also on Facebook where you can like us and you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And we thank you so much. Tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour, we have Minister Robert Pop-Pop Hudson on Self-Expressions. And once again, well, guys, one guy's blessing, he'll be joining us tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour for Self-Expressions hosted by Minister Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. And we just thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for just sharing with friends and family members, and we just thank you so much, no matter where in the world you are. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to bring on back Minister Bernard Merrill.
Amen. Family, I pray that tonight was truly a blessing to you, and we give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Really praying that you receive what was provided through the Holy Spirit tonight. Plain and simple, just having faith in God's presence and faith in God's ability. I didn't want to try to get too deep. There's so much in this chapter of Joshua, chapter 3 and chapter 4, and we can go deeper, and we will go deeper. But, you know, following the leading of the Holy Spirit is really giving it to you plain and simple that when you are reading and meditating on God's word, when you are, when you are going to God in prayer, when you are worshiping God, when you are giving God praise, you've got to make sure you're strong in faith. We, you know, before the pandemic, there was a lot of people that went to church, and you had your moment. It was a great experience. You gave God praise. You got a good word, you know, and then when you left church, you went back home to the same problems. You was in church. You had a great time. And then when you went home, you got right back in your feelings because you dealt with the reality of the situations that you were dealing with. And so this is the importance of having faith, really knowing how to have faith, how to be effective with having faith. What is faith? How do I have faith? How can I really press forward by faith? And not only is that following God's instructions, but you know, all of us really have to believe, you know, believe without doubting, believe without hesitating, believe without being afraid or fearful, believe without being in your feelings. You have to be fully persuaded. You have to know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that God is who he says he is, that he's, that he can do everything that he has decreed and declared he will do. You have to be fully assured, to be strong in faith and be unmovable. Faith, I've shared with you all before, having faith is like having an assistant. You have to know and learn, all of us have to know and learn how to put faith to work. And one of the easiest ways that we put faith to work is by declaring the word of the Lord, by declaring God's word. It's our faith that is going to activate what we say, because we have power in what we say, because the power of life and death lies within the tongue, and those that love it eat the fruit thereof. And so we shall have what we say, and so we have to be mindful of what we say, but knowing that we have the faith to speak those things that be not as though they are. Bind what needs to be bound and loose what needs to be loose. I bind everything that is not God's will, that is against his will. I loose everything that God promised. I bind depression, stress, and frustration, and sickness, and I loose peace, happiness, love, joy, and prosperity in Jesus' name. Why? Because he said, whatsoever ye bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. God is basically saying, I'll allow what you allow. God is basically saying, I will allow what you allow. If that's what you allow to dwell in your environment, if that's what you allow to dwell around you, you're not going to step up and use the power and authority I've given you through Jesus Christ. You're going to sit there and allow yourself to drown in your feelings or your emotions. God is saying, tonight I've given you everything you need. All you got to do is activate your faith, which will activate who I am. I'm God anyway, even when you don't have faith. This is what God is saying. Even when your faith is weak, I'm still with you. I'm still covering you. I'm still protecting you. But it's faith that is going to get you to the breakthrough. I'll show favor and I'll protect you. I'll prepare the way before you. I'll work things out for you. I'll show favor and I'll make things happen for you just because I'm God. But there are moments in your life where you have to have faith. You should have faith at all times, but you've got to have faith. There's some situations that you've got to have faith in order to get out of. There's some moments in your life where you have to have faith in order to learn what you need to learn, in order to get through what you need to get through. I said Thursday night, last night, on the prayer line, or Thursday night prayer live, I said last night, you got to learn how to break out of your feelings. Call on the name of the Lord so that you can get what you need. Break out of your, call on the name of the Lord so that you can get what you need. Break out of your feelings, call on the name of the Lord, and so that you can get what you need. And so tonight is very simple. Have faith in God's presence. Have faith in his power. Have faith in who God is. And have faith in God's ability to do what he said he'll do. We see the example in Joshua chapter 3 and in chapter 4. He gave them instructions. He told them what to do. He told them what will take place. They did it. What he said will happen, happened, and they crossed over. Come on, you got to follow God's instructions so you can cross over. Hey, you got to follow God's instructions and have faith in his abilities, so that you can cross over to your next level, cross over to promotion, cross over to the greater God has in store for you. He said in Jude chapter 1, verse 24 to 25, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. And so, family, you can be confident that whatever has happened, whatever is happening, or whatever will happen, that Christ will keep you from falling and will present you faultless to God the Father. When we study and meditate on God's word, we see that God is and will forever be our helper, our keeper, our protector, our place of safety, our preserver, God is everything we need him to be, the firm foundation on which we stand. He's our Savior. He's our deliverer. He's our comforter. He's our provider. And he's so much more. He's Elohim. He's more. He's Elohim. He's God all powerful. And he's El Shaddai. He's more than enough. And so on days when you feel the reality of a situation, know that you can cling to God and his word, and he'll make everything all right. Why? Because he's a keeper, and we are kept to persevere. Have faith in God's presence, and have faith in God's ability. I love y'all. God bless you. See you next month. By faith be good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I love y'all. I'm out.
Jesus led.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.